The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're just joining us, we're broadcasting live from the Kennedy Summer School here in New Ross. We're actually in the Dunbrody Visitor Centre, beautiful part of the world. Actually, a beautiful amenity if you're in this part of the world. And if you've got kids, mine went absolutely mad for the tour of the ship, the famine ship, the Dunbrody, beside us here. So I would strongly recommend it. This, of course, is a corner of Ireland that wears its connection not just to the US but to that one particular family in the US, the Kennedys, on their sleeve. You've got a statue of JFK just down the quays here, and in the other direction you've got the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Bridge, and beyond it the Kennedy Homestead, and beyond that again you've got the John F. Kennedy Park and the Arboretum, and all of this is because of not just those family connections that he can trace his roots to back here, but also because of a visit he made here in the 1960s. And I'm holding a photograph of that visit, and it's of JFK himself here in New Ross, slap bang in the middle of the photo, surrounded by a sea of, it has to be said, almost all men, every single person except one. There is one woman in the photograph, and that woman is Anna Sinnott, and she is with me here in our studio. Anna, thank you very, very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is you, the only woman in the photograph. So maybe if we start kind of at the we'll begin at the beginning, as they say.
Right. Okay.
So had you planned that day to go down and see JFK? What happened?
Oh, yes. I had planned, all right. And my brother, Colm Caulfield, he was with me as well. And we left home, which was a dull day, like the rain. So I brought my umbrella with me. And the two of us went down, rode up to Downstown, and waited outside until President Kennedy came in his cars. There were about four cars, and he was in one, and he just waved as he passed. But we weren't allowed near the, we had to keep back, well away from it. And I had my umbrella, so I had to leave my bike and my umbrella in the hedge. I wasn't allowed to bring him anywhere near it at all.
And what was the ambition? Just to see him, was it?
Yes, if we saw him, it was enough. You know, but to shake hands with him was mega. Like, we never thought we'd get that near to him.
Why? Why were you so excited to see him?
Well, he was the President of the United States, and he was related to the Kennedys. He was a Kennedy, and he loved his family there. And we knew he had been there before, visiting his relations before he was president. So we're just really excited. And then the President of the United States coming to Wexford was wonderful.
Can you remember how much of a buzz there was around New Ross at the time?
Oh, yes. Nearly everybody went to New Ross. We didn't go because we had bicycles. It was too far to ride in there. We could have rode, but Colin was young at the time,
yeah,
my brother. So we never expected to meet him and shake his hand.
What was that like, shaking his hand?
He was just like nicer than a film star. He had a deep tan and hair the colour of the straw in the field, the corn in the field. He was so beautiful. And he had this great big smile. He was so happy, and so happy to be in Ireland. And you knew by him that he was so humble as well. You know, he was just one of the family there.
And tell me, were you then the envy of your family and all your friends, that not only had you seen him, but he had shaken your hand?
Oh, yeah, well, I probably was, but he never said that. He never showed me any animosity anyway.
Were you something then of a local celebrity yourself, having met him and shook his hand?
Yeah, well, a few people said, but he shook a lot of hands that day.
He did?
Yes. And I see grown men there, the tears flowing down their faces when he was gone. There was such a sense of emptiness and loneliness when he was gone.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I guess the world was such a different place.
Yes.
You know, we have such easy access to people. I don't mean, you know, necessarily that type of access that you can go up and shake their hand,
yes,
but you see them and you hear from them, and
yes,
they're on social media and things,
yes,
like this.
Yes.
Whereas it must have been actually a little strange to,
yes,
see someone who was so famous all over the world,
yes,
standing in front of you in Dunganstown.
Yes. And just
was
being
it?
One of his family. He didn't portray anyone that was anyone outside of the ordinary people. Yeah.
And do you think that's why people still hold him in such high regard today?
Of course, yeah. Well, he was such a good friend of Ireland. And he loved Ireland so much that you could see that he was so happy that they, you know, he had his helicopter, of course, waiting out in the field. And a lot of people went out to the helicopter, including my brother, Colm Caulfield, for to see him taken off in the helicopter.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to see that because we were left behind to see where the crowd was, where we shook his hands. But there was an awful lot of Secret Service and Gardaí surrounding him.
Mm.
So it seemed as if he just told them to relax a bit and let the crowd in because we were allowed to come in and see him. I had my mouth open to say something, but no words came out.
No.
No words came out.
Yeah. You were in shock, were you?
Shock.
Yeah.
I'm still in shock.
Well, listen.
But we'll never see anyone like him again.
Yeah. And are you proud then that New Ross still celebrates the connection today?
Oh God, of course, yeah. Of course, yeah. We're so many people come to his homestead as well, to visit his homestead. That he, you know, they still talk about him. His pictures are still there.
Yeah.
You know, and as if he never left.
Well, somebody's after texting in to say, my dad, Martin Carroll, worked in CIE when JFK visited. He was a chef on the return train to Dublin and he cooked food for JFK. Unfortunately, the president had to fly back due to the large crowd, so he never had the pleasure of eating my dad's food. So poor old Martin Carroll there,
yeah.
Cooked for the president. I guess he got to eat it as well, at yeah. least. Yeah.
He had the helicopter. And he was flying to Wexford that day.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he went back. I don't know how he got from Wexford to Dublin. But he definitely had a helicopter in Dunganstown.
Well, he must have flown anyway. Cause
a
poor
great
old,
big black.
Poor old Martin Carroll was cooking food on the train for him.
All right. That's right.
Listen, it's great to hear that connection. I know when he was in New Ross earlier that day, would you believe this, Anna? My granny, Peggy Dooley, took video of him.
All right.
Yeah, and it's here in the library.
Peggy Dooley from just across the way.
Yeah, from just across the way.
Yeah,
exactly, that's
lovely.
Right.
Well, I had a cousin married to Jim Dooley, but she's dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's related.
That's
what you find in this
not
country.
Far away,
yeah, exactly. Listen, yeah. Anna, thanks a million for coming into us.
Not at all.
Really, really appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.